This is Tamra with the local news and the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, August 1st, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Perry Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that an interim report released from the State Public Service Commission July 15th eliminates 14 of 22 proposals for new or upgraded high-voltage electricity transmission lines through the Hudson Valley. But several of the 8 remaining projects run through parts of Columbia County. One group still remaining includes, quote, all the electric utilities that serve Columbia County, unquote, according to the Columbia paper. But the interim report says that even though these proposals might be the, quote, most environmentally compatible of the proposed projects, they may still represent significant impacts that will warrant mitigation, unquote, according to the report. Governor Andrew Cuomo called for an energy highway plan to upgrade and expand the state's electrical power grid in his 2014 State of the State address. And since then, local opposition to the proposals has grown, with a regional organization called the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition, including local historic sites, environmental groups, and municipalities, calling the added transmission lines unnecessary. The PSC is now preparing a final report expected sometime in September. Quote, a final decision on what route or routes the power lines will take or whether any new lines are needed may come from the commission possibly as soon as the end of this year, unquote, according to the Columbia paper. In Radio Roundup, as of last week, the National Weather Service in Albany was claiming its WWF 48 weather radio station at 162.525 megahertz would be back on the air August 1st. But July 29th, the National Weather Service issued a statement saying it now does not know when the weather radio will return. Quote, we continue to work on clearing administrative details, including permit and lease requirements. Unfortunately, we have no firm date when the broadcast will resume, unquote, the WNS said. Two WGXC programmers running for office will not host shows on the radio until after the November elections. Tom B. DiPietro from No Party and Victor Mandolia, a Democrat, are both running for Hudson Common Council president. DiPietro co-hosted the WGXC afternoon show on Thursdays and the Mambo Italiano show once a month Sundays, and Mandolia hosted At Issue every other Wednesday on the community radio station. Registered Star Crime reporter Arthur Cusano posted on Facebook this week that he's leaving the paper and the area next month. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a slight chance of showers, then chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79 and a low around 57 Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and a low around 61. Monday, another chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. with a high near 85. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Anchorage.